This is CCTV's session, and we have Brent Halbold here from the Harbold Company. I'm Katie Lear. I am the convention coordinator, so I'm going to say a few things initially, and then we're going to turn it over to Pat and Jason. We would like to say a big, big thank you to ACB Media, Rick and his team, all the people that have worked so hard to make this work. And our host this afternoon is Mr. Travis Butler. Jane Saw is our streamer. Cecily is our monitor. And Ryan Cordell is doing our in-house Zoom. So Pat and Jason, take it away.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the CCTV Coalitions of Concerns at a Totally Blind meeting. My name is Jason Goldfield. I'm the Vice President of CCTV. I'm also joined up here by Patricia Leposky, our President, and Delore Gindereau, who is our Recording Secretary. Oh, Membership Secretary. I am so sorry. I was being corrected. Shows you how much I know. So we have the three of us up here today, and we are very excited to have our guest speaker, who I'll turn it over to in just one moment. We are proud to have Mr. Brent Harbold from the Harbold Company, and he has a wide range of products and services that he'll be glad to talk to you all about that offer a wide range of non-tech to technology items. And is he on Zoom?
I am, Jason. Good to see you.
You are welcome. All right. Brent, take it away.
Oh, thanks, guys, for having me today. Thanks, Jason, Patricia, Travis, all you guys for hanging out with us today. My name is Brent Harbold, and I do have the Harbold Company. We're going on 12 years of being in business, and Patricia asked me to speak to you guys today a little bit about how the company got started and a little bit about our story. So I will go ahead and talk a little bit about that, a little bit about my history, and then we will talk about a few products at the end and then open it up for some questions if you guys have any. So get your questions ready. So basically, how we got started. Well, a little bit about myself. First of all, I am 54 years old. I actually am a little bit of a different situation than a lot of people probably listening or that is in here, because I actually lost my sight when I was 19 years old. So due to a rare form of glaucoma, so I actually saw for 19 years. I had a car, I drove, all that good stuff, and ended up losing my eyesight completely at 19. And so at 19, after I lost my vision, I went on to college right away, and I ended up getting my bachelor's degree in criminal justice, and then I got my master's degree in counseling, so like adolescent therapy. As a lot of you guys know, sometimes when we go to school for something and we get out into the real world, it's kind of difficult to find work in that area, and may, especially being visually impaired, it's a little bit tough to break into some areas. And so I had moved to Texas, and while in Texas looking for a job with my career, I couldn't really find anything and break in. The landscape had shifted a little bit from when I got out of school. They wanted you to be able to travel to the client's house and you know, work with them, you know, via counseling, work with the kids there in the home. And so, unfortunately, back then, I'm showing my age, but we didn't have Uber and Lyft and things like that. So it was a lot more difficult for the visually impaired to get around. So after a year of looking for work in that field, I actually just basically decided that I should, you know, just kind of take what I can find. And I ended up landing a position with the company called Builder Software. And so what we did is we actually wrote and sold software and built websites for builders across the United States, like home builders and the residents that built homes and things like that. And so I was there until 2015, but in 2014, I started feeling led. I don't really know why, but I started feeling led by God to start another company or just kind of dabble into it. And so what I was doing is I was buying some electronic items for myself, and I would buy a couple of extra, and then I would take those couple extra and I would go out to the blind buy and sell list, and I would sell those a couple extra to pay for the one I kept for myself. And so that actually worked out pretty well. And I was doing that quite a bit. And I thought, I wonder if there's kind of a business in this. And so I started kind of looking into maybe, you know, putting up a website and just kind of seeing where it went. And that, in a nutshell, is kind of how the Harbol company got started. And of course, now I probably would have come up with a more creative name than I have now. But 12 years later, and, you know, thousands and thousands of customers later, it doesn't really make sense to try to change my name right now. It's like trying to change McDonald's to something different, you know, now after all those years. But it was kind of a blessing, well, definitely a blessing by God for me, because in 2015, I was still working at the job, Builder Professional, Builder Software. In 2015, my boss for that job, he passed away suddenly. And so I was left without work. And so I had already been working on the Harbol company for a year before that happened. So I kind of had a little bit of a fallback plan. So it, you know, I mean, I feel horrible that my boss passed away, but it, you know, it all worked out, you know, in the long run for me and the Harbol company. And then kind of, as they say, the rest is history. But when I wanted to start the company, my biggest thing was I wanted to do something a little bit different, because there are plenty of people out there that are, you know, selling products for the blind and visually impaired. You've got the big guys like, you know, MaxiAids and Independent Living Aids and stuff like that. And then you have all the other companies out there that are, you know, selling Braille displays and things like that. So that was my first goal, is to do something a little bit different. My second goal was to basically have a number one most accessible website that I could do, because there's so many inaccessible websites out there. It had to be accessible, you know, for me being blind, but of course for you guys as well, because that was my main customer base that I was looking at. And so, and then the third thing is I wanted to do something that hadn't really been done yet, and that was to do audio descriptions of every item that we sell. And so, like, you know, places like Amazon and Walmart and stuff, you can go on there and you can read a written description if they have that. It, you know, they don't even have that much anymore. You might see two or three lines of text. But I wanted to take it a step further for the visually impaired. And I wanted to actually do basically like an audio manual of every item that we sell. So that way, you know exactly, and I say you as in the visually impaired world, knows exactly what they're purchasing, how it works, what it looks like, what the buttons on it do, how it sounds, everything like that before you ever get it into your hands. And so I was kicking that around, and so I started doing individual recordings of the different items, and it just really took off, and my customers just really, really appreciated that, and we've been doing that ever since. And I like to feel like that we were one of, if not the first, you know, person in the blind community to do that. I don't remember a lot of, if anybody was doing that back then in 2014. And since then, there have been other, you know, visually impaired companies that are doing that. And that's a good thing, because, you know, if I can say that I helped kind of bring that to the masses, it's good for all of us, right? So that was a big thing. And then I think the major things about starting the company was, number one, trying to get everything set up as a one-man show. And that's what I am. I'm a one-man show. I do everything. I do the shipping. I do the purchasing. I do the credit card processing, you know, managing the website, all of that. I do that all myself. And So I didn't have anybody to help me. I was working on this after hours while I was working my 9 to 5. And then after 5, I'd go to working on figuring all this stuff out. And so, you know, at the time, you just don't know what you don't know. And so I just kind of learned as I went. Of course, the biggest thing was to find an accessible website platform to use. And then you have to get set up with the state to, you know, as with a license, and then you have to get set up to take credit cards, and then you have to get set up with this and that. And it's just, yeah, it's a big thing. And back then, you know, these companies like Shopify and stuff didn't really exist. And so to take credit cards and things, you had to have a separate account for taking credit cards, a separate account for processing credit cards, a separate account, you know, it was just a ton of stuff to learn. But, you know, we pushed through and did it. And we started out with a pretty basic website. And today, as of a few years ago, we moved finally to a Shopify website where it does everything for us, basically, you know, takes and processes the credit cards, and it even does installment payments now, and so forth. And so the new platforms like that make it a lot easier than it did back then. So with those things in mind, we, you know, came up with the most accessible website we could do. We came up with the audio descriptions, and then it was time to figure out what we were going to sell. And so, like I said, I didn't want to do the Braille displays and the, you know, and the book readers and stuff like that, because there were so many people doing that. So I thought about, well, what about selling products to the visually impaired that are basically off the, you know, off the shelf products, but only selling products that are accessible to us. So maybe, you know, call my suppliers for unique items that you might not find everywhere else. Because, you know, let's be honest, you can go on Amazon and you can spend, you know, days, months, weeks looking through every item that they have on that. If you could even, I mean, it might even take years. And it's going to take you an enormous amount of time to find, you know, a bunch of really cool, unique items. And so we kind of took that. And now I'm not saying our supplier's Amazon, because we don't get most of our stuff's not from Amazon. It's from other suppliers that we've developed over the years. But my point is that we take, we kind of do the work for you guys. We find the unique stuff. We find the cool, practical stuff. And we put it all into one website where we only have at one time, usually no more than 50 items. And so you're not going to spend days and weeks and months and years looking through all the items on our website. And the other thing is we don't drop ship items. Everything that we have, we store here in my house. So my garage is full of products. If we don't have it, we're not going to sell it, because I wanted to control the shipping process. I wanted to control how fast we shipped, and I wanted to be able to control the controllables. And if you're drop shipping and doing that from other places, you can't control those things. They're going to ship them when they're going to ship them, and they might get to you, they might not get to you, and so forth. And so I wanted to be able to control that part of it. And so, so that's kind of what we did. Is we, our motto, kind of like Jason said, is we, he didn't say, you know, our motto, but he did say we sell a bunch of different, you know, products and different kinds of products. And our motto is a little something for everyone, because we don't just sell electronics. We don't just sell, you know, home products. We don't just sell this or that. We sell a little bit of everything. And so the really neat thing about what we do is we want a variety, and we want it to be constantly changing. It's no fun to go to a website and this, you see the same thing on the website over and over and over and over again. And it's the same thing every time you go back. Well, we don't do that. Our inventory changes usually weekly. Now, we do have some staples that we try to keep in stock, but the fun thing about our site is when you go there, you're going to see new stuff every time you go there. And that, to me, is the fun part about what I do, is because I get to play with all this fun stuff before I put it up, you know, on the website. And so I think shopping should be fun. I don't think it should be boring or tedious or a chore. I think it should be fun. And so I kind of, you know, that's the way I kind of subscribe to things, and that's the way I kind of subscribe to the way I run the business. And so I want it to be a variety. I don't want you to get bored, and I want to have fun. Well, after starting the company, I wanted to do more than just sell products. I wanted to give back to you guys. And so in doing that, we do contests on a regular basis where we give away free stuff. We do monthly Zoom groups where you can come in and we allow you to sell anything you want for free, or if you're looking to buy something. So we pay for the Zoom time and the Zoom room, and you come in and you can, you know, advertise your small business. You can sell some products that you've, you know, got out of your garage or your closet or whatever. And so that's just one, you know, little thing that we can do to give back to our community and to our family that, you know, that's part of the Harbolt company. And by the way, Harbolt, if anybody is curious, is spelled H-A-R and then bolt, like lightning bolt. So H-A-R-B-O-L-T. And I will give our contact information and all that at the end. But just in case somebody didn't know how that's spelled, it's H-A-R-B-O-L-T. So that is kind of what we do. And then every Christmas, we do raffles where we give away brand new iPhones and things like that. And we raise money for less fortunate children and give Christmas and provide Christmas to these kids that would normally not have Christmas. And so we do things like that all through the year to try and, you know, give back to you guys, but also let you be involved in the company and things like that. And that's why, you know, we call ourselves a family and a community and not just customers. Like, I know my customers, I get to know my customers, and they become friends, and it's just a really cool relationship. So, but that is a little bit about us and what we do. We do ship all over the world, and we do take multiple payments, and even with this new website that we started, we now do Apple Pay, which is probably one of the easiest ways to pay for anything online. But we also do, we also can do installment payments now. So you can actually buy your item now, but pay for it later if you, you know, if you want. And one thing that's going on right now, talking about, you know, fun things that we do through the year in our company, one thing that's actually going on right now and will be going on for the next couple weeks is we do, once a year, we do a thing called a mystery box auction. And if anybody out there is like me and they like grab bags, like I love grab bags because I love to buy stuff and not know what I'm going to get and just, you know, get it and open it up and see what kind of treasures are inside. Well, this is like grab bag on steroids, major large grab bag on steroids. And so what we do is we take a humongous box and we just fill it up with tons of products from our store, products that maybe we've demoed and it can't sell as new, or products that we just grab from our store and throw in there. And we weigh the box. We tell you approximately how many items are in the box. We tell you the approximate retail value of the box, and we let people bid on these boxes. And so we do it once a year, and it is so much fun. And so we are actually doing that right now. So you can, if you want to be a part of that, you can go out to the website and you can make a bid on this deal. But thing is that our mystery box auctions have amazing stuff in them. And this particular one, if it hits $2,000, we are going to actually be including an iPhone 16 Pro Max Black Titanium. So it's even that much better if it hits $2,000. And a lot of times these boxes do go way over, you know, $1,000 and so forth. But there's so much awesome stuff inside. I tell people, get your friends and family together, you know, go in together and buy the box, and then you can just split up the cool stuff inside. But you're getting a ton of stuff, a ton of great, cool stuff. And I have a customer that likes to bid on these boxes, and he gives a lot of this stuff away as Christmas gifts. So because a lot of the stuff in the box are brand new in the box, in their original boxes, you could give this stuff away as gifts, and it's just like you bought them off the shelf. So, so we're currently doing that. The other thing is that we have a newsletter that you can sign up for on the website. And if you go sign up for our newsletter, you can get 10% off your first order just by signing up for our newsletter. And with that newsletter, you will get notified of our monthly Zoom groups that we do. You will get notified of any contests that we're doing. You'll get notified of any new products we release or any sales that we're doing, as well as, like, you know, the mystery box auction updates and things like that. So just by signing up for the newsletter, you will get a code to save 10% on your first order. The website, like I mentioned, is probably one of the most accessible websites you'll see. Not only does it have audio descriptions of every item, and there's just a play button on each item details. And so you don't have to download it. You can play it right from whatever device you're using. So if you browse over there with the Victor Stream, you can go to the item and just click the play button, and it'll play for you the audio description. We also have a written description that's there as well, along with a link to download it if you wanted to download it and save it for later. We also do offer a classified ads area on our website. I will tell you that we've been very successful with our classified ads that customers put in, because we have a newsletter list of over 900 people that have signed up to get our newsletters. And so if you do a classified ad with us, it reaches a ton of people. And I would say our sell rate on the classified ads is about 99%. Most everybody that puts an ad up there ends up selling their products. So we've got that as well. We have it broken up into categories, so you can check out the categories on the website. But as Jason mentioned, we have a variety of items. And I will go over some of our categories that we have. And then I will go over maybe a few of our products that we have. Let me get over here. Now, this is totally accessible on your app, on your mobile device, or on your computer. So either way, it's going to be a great experience for you on the website. You won't have any issues with it whatsoever. So if you go up to the top when you get to the website and you click on the menu button, like most websites have these days, that will expand to all the categories that we have listed on the website. We actually even also have a sale and clearance category. So if you're looking for some great deals on some items that maybe we're clearing out, you definitely want to check out that category. But some of the types of categories you'll see on the website are talking products, which would encompass, like, now this is pretty cool because we are one of the very few companies out there that actually carry the old vintage Sharp talking products. So that could be the Sharp EL640 calculator, that could be the Sharp Talking Time 1, but we do still carry some of those products that are almost impossible to find anymore. And we actually, if you'll believe it right now, we actually have a brand new in the box Sharp calculator, which is pretty amazing in itself, to find something like that brand new in the box, never used. But that is what the talking products category is going to have, those vintage Sharp products. But it's also going to have any products on our website that do talk. So if you're into the talking thing, then you definitely want to check that out. One thing we do also have, and this is not our main space because there's some other companies out there that do this, but we have a couple of audio tutorials that we have done that have been very, very well received in the blind community. We probably have the best, maybe one of the best, if not the best, Meta glasses tutorial that you will find done from a visually impaired person's point of view. We actually released our first Meta glasses tutorial back a couple of years ago when they first came out. It was just kind of a shoot from the hip, kind of a fun thing, and that kind of went viral in the blind community. But last year, we actually went back and we did a lot more detailed tutorial for the Meta glasses, and we broke it up into different parts. And you actually hear everything that I hear in the Meta glasses with this tutorial, because I have these microphones that actually recorded what I was hearing in the Meta glasses. So it is a very, very detailed tutorial on how to use the Meta glasses, how they work for the blind community, and all the different cool things you can do with them. And I would say we probably sold over 200 copies of that to date. It's been a huge seller for us, but just a huge help for those out there in the blind community. And so if you want a great tutorial for the Meta glasses, $39, it's a bargain, and it's over 2 hours full of material on the Meta glasses. So the other cool tutorial that we did, this is just kind of for fun. This is a tutorial to show you how to create ringtones on your iPhone without having to use a computer to do it. And it is so fun because you can actually create custom ringtones from any song you want, any song you have. You can also create tones for when you charge your phone, or when you stop charging your phone, or when it gets all the way fully charged, or when it starts getting dead. You can set different tones for that. So that's a lot of fun to be able to just add more fun sounds to your phone. And, you know, like if you're like me, being visually impaired, you love your sounds for telling you this and that. And so that is a neat little tutorial. So we have a couple neat tutorials under our tutorials category. But we also have stuff like premium headphones and earbuds, mobile device accessories, bags and storage, Bluetooth devices, home and kitchen items, computer-related items, charging, stuff like, wall charging and, power bank and all that stuff. And so these are the types of categories that you'll find on the site. And we also even give you an only one left category, which if we get down to only one left of a certain item, it will go in that category. Because when we buy things for the Harbaugh company, sometimes we cannot get them back again. So we bought things before that we had a certain quantity of them, and once they were gone, they were gone. And so this only one left category will kind of give you a heads up that if you want this, you better grab it now, or it's maybe going to not be available again. And that has happened several times. So it is not just a sales ploy or something like that. We really do have items that they disappear and we can never get them back again. So just that's what that category heads up is. We also have a category as talking about the giving back to you guys. This is a free category. This is helpful news and resources. So it's called news and resources. And these are different pieces of information that either I have found or has come to me through the blind community that is might be of interest to you guys. So we have somebody on there that's demoing the new talking air fryer. We've got articles about, different products that maybe have been released into the blind community, or different stuff that Apple is doing, or, stuff like that. So it's just a category of free information that you can check out, and we add to it as we get things. There are, YouTube things in there. There are, just all kinds of different stuff. I even went to the Janet Jackson concert and recorded the concert on my phone, and then you can have the Janet Jackson concert in there if you wanted to listen to that. So just, fun things like that that we put in that category. All right, so those are some of the categories, and I will briefly talk about a few of our products, and then we can open it up to questions, and then I'll give contact information, and we'll open up for questions, and then we'll get out of here. So let me get over here. And there is an all products link. So if you just want to go through every product we have, like I said, we normally don't have more than 50 items. It's not going to take you very long. Every item is separated by a heading. So it's real easy. Just go heading, back down through there and go through them. So if you're like me, just want to go through and look at them all, then that would be the way to do it. Like right now, we have 47 products total in the store. So One thing that we have that I think is really cool, if you are an iPhone user or if you're an Android user that has one of the newer Android phones that has the built-in magnet on it, so you can attach things to the back of it, or if you're an iPhone 12 or newer user and you have the built-in MagSafe, we have a lot of MagSafe stuff. And we have power banks that if your phone's getting low, you just slap the power bank on the back of your phone and it will charge it while you're using the phone. And so it's just a little power bank that magnetizes to the back of it and charges it up. So we do have some of those at $49, and then we actually got a new shipment in that I'll get those up probably in the next week or so of some other MagSafe type power banks that are really nice. But those are 10,000 milliamps, so they give you a pretty good charge on those. We've also got a 12,000 milliamp one that also has a cable on it, so you can use it both ways. You can either use it on the back of your phone via magnet, or you can use the cable, and that is on sale for $29. One of my favorite things that we have in the MagSafe realm, or keeping with that magnet type thing, is we have a charging station that cools your iPhone while it charges. Now this one is about, I don't know, maybe 10 inches tall. It has a base, a little aluminum, it's all solid aluminum. And then on one end, it has a place to attach your phone magnetically. And when their phone is attached, it actually starts a fan and starts blowing air on the back of your phone, because if you don't know, heat is the worst thing for electronics. And when you're charging a phone via wirelessly, it will heat up the back of the phone. Well, this station will cool your phone off while it's charging. So it, number one, it charges it quicker, but number two, it doesn't cause damage to your phone, or it doesn't let the heat cause the damage that it normally would. But that station will also charge a pair of wireless earbuds and an Apple Watch all at the same time with USB-C. So you get the station, you get the USB-C braided nylon cable, and you get the wall adapter that it plugs into. And it is a super, super nice. I have two of these. I use one every night next to my bed on my nightstand, and then I will have one out here like in the living room. And we have these for $99. These usually retail when you can find them for about $150 to $175. But this particular company, I believe the company, or they've either discontinued this or the company has gone out of business, but the thing is you might not be able to get these anymore. And so the fact of the matter is, it's such a neat deal because it does charge your phone really fast, but it also cools it down at the same time. It has a built-in fan. And so we've got those for $99, and it's a really, really nice charging station. And you can also swivel it, up or down to have your phone more at an angle if you want. You can put your phone on landscape or portrait mode, either way you want. So really cool. Now, if you're traveling to one of the conventions this year, you might want this next item that we have that I think is one of my favorite new items. It is all folded up. It's about 2 inches by 2 inches by an inch thick. So 2 inches square by 2 inches square by an inch thick. And when you unfold this, there are three squares that unfold. They're all magnets in them, if I can talk. And when you fold them together, they magnetically grab on and, fold up into this nice little pocket square. And then when you unfold it, you have a square for charging a phone wirelessly, you have a square for charging earbuds wirelessly, and you have a square for charging an Apple Watch wirelessly. And all in the size of something that can fit in your pocket. So if you went to a hotel, this would be awesome. Just plug the USB-C cable in the back of it. It also comes with a wall adapter and the USB-C cable. Plug it into the back of it, plug it in the wall, and then lay it next to you on your nightstand in the hotel. And now you've got three spots to be able to charge three devices at one time wirelessly, and you don't have to crawl behind the lamp or whatever to find the outlet, every time you want to plug something in. So this is a really neat little deal. And we've got these for $39, which is a bargain for a 3-in-1 wireless charger. And then also it has magnets on each end, so you can actually fold it to like a triangle shape and actually have it be a stand rather than a pad. So if all folded out, it takes up about 7 inches long by 2 inches wide. But if you fold the two squares from the end into each other and they magnetize, then it becomes a like a triangle stand that you can put your phone on and your watch on. And it only takes up about 2 inches by 2 inches on the desk. So it's a really neat little deal there. And then, like I mentioned, we also have the different Sharp stuff right now. We've got the Sharp calculators, the Sharp Talking Time ones, the different conditions. So they start out at like 179 and go up from there, depending on the condition. And we actually are running a sale right now on the Sharp products. So all of our Sharp products are on sale for the next few days. So if you're looking for the best talking clock ever made, or the best talking calculator ever made with the timer and the alarm clock and the daylight saving button and the, you know, the calendar and all that, then the calculator, the EL640, that's what you want. And we've got all those up on the website, and those are on sale for the next few days. If you're a bag person, if you like bags like me, I don't know why, I just like bags. I got a bunch of different, you know, backpacks or carry bags, whatever. We've got some really nice bags for, you know, carrying your laptop and also a bunch of other stuff. They're not just for laptops, but they're for everything. And then they have a separate laptop pocket. We also have some backpacks that are really nice that also have a fur-lined laptop pocket as well. So if you're into backpacks or bags like that, we've got some different choices there. And those start out at like $89. Actually, we've got a set that gives you the backpack and a duffel bag. And those, I believe those are like $69 for the set. So that's a pretty good deal for a set. But then we also have the briefcase type bag that is going to give you more of a briefcase style feel with the fur-lined laptop pocket. And that is a little bit more like, yeah, so the so $69 for the set of the duffel bag and the backpack, and then the fur-lined briefcase bag with the packets like that, that's going to be like the $89 range. So those are some of the bags we have. It's about 20 till. So that's just a small example of some of the things we have. I'd encourage everybody to check out the site and just look through the stuff that we have, because we've got things like leak-proof and spill-proof mugs. I have one next to me here. It's a 40-ounce tumbler with the handle on the side. We've got some that don't have the handle. We have lots of different, you know, power banks, things for computers. We've got some Bluetooth keyboards, some, you know, earbuds, things like that. So little bit of everything, like I mentioned, but I'm going to give my contact information out, and then we will open the floor up to some questions. And remember, if you sign up for our newsletter, you will get a code for 10% off your first order from us. And then if you ever want to unsubscribe from the newsletter, it's very simple. It's just a one-click unsubscribe at the bottom. But anyway, the easiest way to find us is our website. And actually, I've got two website domains to give you. They're going to get you to the same place. One is just the more obvious. It's Harbolt Company, and the word company spelled out, H-A-R-B-O-L-T, and then the word company spelled out, harboltcompany.com. But we just recently acquired a new domain name that's just a little easier to type, and it's just harbolt.co, C-O. A lot of people are going to these .co domain names, but it's just harbolt.co. That's just a little bit maybe easier to remember, or even harbolt.shop is one we have. So think about shopping at the Harbolt Company, harbolt.co. Harbolt.shop. Also, if you go to Google and you go to the Google search and just type Harbolt in, we're the first one that pops up. There's not many of us out there. If you ever meet another Harbolt, we're probably related. So that's easy way to find us on Google. And then if you want to call us, because we actually do answer our phone, we are one of the very few companies still answer their phone anymore and still take phone orders, and happy to talk to you and answer any questions or anything over the phone. You can call us at 405-471-1200. So 405-471-1200. 405-471-1200. You can also text us at that number. If you're out of the country, you can FaceTime audio us at that number as well. And then you can always email us at sales, S-A-L-E-S, at harboltcompany.com. So sales, S-A-L-E-S, at harboltcompany.com. And yeah, happy to open the floor up to any questions that anybody might have.
Okay, thank you very much, Brent.
Thanks.
First of all, do we have any questions here in the room? Anybody in person in the room? Going once, going twice. All right, nobody. Do we have any hands on Zoom?
No hands currently.
And I can talk about some more products if we don't have any questions.
Well, so. We do have some, just a okay. few minor pieces of CCTV business we'd like to get
sure.
to before everybody
sure.
leaves. So, but Brent, I really do want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and your day and coming to speak here today at our state convention for Florida Council of Blind. It's greatly appreciated. Everybody, if you can give them a round of applause, that would be great. Yeah. All right. Brent, thank you so much, sir. It's always a pleasure. Good talking to you again.
Thanks,
and
Jason.
We appreciate all your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate thank you. Have a good you. Rest of your convention.
Right. So before everybody leaves, we just have a few items of some minor business. I'm going to pass the mic over here to Delore, who would like to talk to you about membership.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. I am the membership secretary for CCTV, and it's now starting dues time. So if you are a member and want to pay dues today, we can take the dues today. If you want to join, same thing. So don't be afraid to step up. Dues are $12 a year. If you pay now, be a current member or a new member, it will cover you for the rest of 2026 and into all of 2027. I'll pass the torch to the president.
You want me to go? You want to go next, or you want Jason to talk?
Oh, did you want to speak?
Hi, everybody. This is Patricia Lepofsky. I finally made it. I've actually been sitting here listening, but I got here a little late because I had to be at another meeting prior to this one starting. So I just want to thank everybody for coming today. I want to thank Brent for a wonderful presentation. I also want to let you know who our officers are that are here. Of course, we have Jason Gofield, who is my vice president, who did an awesome job with this meeting. Thank you, Jason, very much. And of course, you just met Dolar Gingero, who was our membership secretary. And we also have, I'm sorry? Okay, and we also have Ryan Mann, who is our recording secretary. So I want to thank my officers for being here. Our treasurer could not be here today. She had a prior engagement, so she was not able to be here. But her name is Barbara Brown. So anyway, thank you again, everyone, for coming. Thank you all of you on Zoom who are listening. We really appreciate it. Thank you to ACB Media for streaming for us. I don't know who my host is today, but thank you for hosting. And again, we appreciate your time.
Well, again, I wanted to thank everybody for coming out today, and thank you for hearing our presentation on the Harbolt Company. As Brent said, he sells a little bit of something for everybody, so check him out. Thanks so much, guys. Enjoy the rest of the convention.
Thank you.